to This Magical Life, a weekly podcast hosted by two witchy friends.
I'm Victoria. I'm a mom, I manage a shop, and I teach Teen Witch Academy.
I'm Margaret. I'm a magical bard, and I love tarot and astrology.
We're both witches and dog people.
Hi, Victoria.
Hey, Margaret. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
You know why I'm so great?
Why are you so great?
I mean, like, other than being a great person. No, I'm just kidding. I'm doing great because we are on our way to Salem right now.
We sure are.
And I'm always doing great when we're on our way to Salem.
Yeah, I guess that's why I'm great, too.
Awesome. We're in a bit of traffic, but
a little bit
to be expected.
In a smidge.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
It's okay.
Speed check reported ahead.
And there's a speed check reported ahead.
Sorry, everybody. I guess I can't lower that part.
No, that's totally fine. Yeah, you might hear the maps talking sometimes.
Yeah.
Welcome to our ride.
Welcome to the car.
One of my favorite stickers in your car, Victoria, is the Supernatural sticker right here on the dash that says, driver picks the music, shotgun shuts his cake hole.
Yeah. Isn't that a great sticker?
This is why I asked, do we want to turn off the music before we started recording?
Normally the kids just put on whatever, and I could be like, excuse me, what does the sign
say? It's right there. It's very clear.
Yeah, it's very clear. I also have it, I don't know if you've ever noticed, but there's a big sticker, like when you open up your door. And on my side, it says driver picks the music. But all it says on your side is driver shuts his cake. Also, like, people who get in that don't either know Supernatural or haven't seen this side of the car are probably like, you're just rude.
No, it's part of it. I mean, I haven't actually seen Supernatural, but I can see the whole sticker here. So
yeah.
I get the context.
Yeah. Yeah. On the door frame. I guess it's the door frame. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just the word. So it's kind of like, it could be taken out of context, you know.
Well, that's for them to worry
about. Exactly. That's not my problem.
It is definitely not your problem. So we're going up to Salem for some exciting reasons this week. Well, firstly, we haven't been there since the spring, which is a long time for us.
Like, what the heck, man?
I know.
What were we thinking?
Well, the summer went by fast.
The summer did. And you know what? I will say something, that it felt like it rained a lot this summer.
It did. In fact, they said 27 out of 30 weekends.
Really?
This year have been rain. And a lot of them were over the summer.
That's
it rained
crazy.
It rained a lot, although we usually go during the week, but
but still it did rain a lot.
Yeah
so and it was really hot.
It was very hot, and like I was traveling in June, you did some travel in August, so it was a busy summer.
But still too busy for Salem. That sounds crazy.
I think so. We'll have to do better next year.
Yes, you have to do better.
I'll put it on my vision board for 2024 when we get to that.
There you go.
Yeah, so we are going up to Salem for a few reasons. The first of which is tomorrow.
Was I supposed to say it?
If you want to, you can.
I didn't know if it was like a dramatic
pause. I know. So please, you know, bear with us because Victoria, like any good driver, is looking at the road.
Yes.
So she's not seeing me look at her when I do.
I thought I would try that way of driving today.
That style. The not dying style.
No, yeah, exactly. So tomorrow, Margaret and I are taking a trip for the shop to go to a crystal warehouse. Did I say that magically enough?
Like, I think so.
Crystal. We went through the seven layers of the candy cane forest. No. The crystal warehouse. And I'm so excited because this is one of my favorite crystal shops that you've probably heard me talk about in Salem. There's this jewelry store. And it's called the Village Silversmith? Right? And they have a huge, like, I mean huge crystal section. It's the whole store, really. And I met them when I actually came up with Tom, I guess in like October. And I met one of the managers, and I talked to him. And then he was telling me about the warehouse, and he was like, you should come. If you're a shop owner, you could totally come. And I was like, I totally am going to. So we're going to check it out, and I'm so excited. We have an appointment, and we're all signed up with all of our forms and our names and everything, and I'm super excited.
I can't wait.
I can't wait to see what we find.
Me neither. I mean, Who doesn't love crystals?
Oh my gosh, I love them.
Seriously, if you're out there and you don't love crystals, I kind of want to, just out of curiosity, not to berate you, but I want to know why.
Yeah.
Why don't you love crystals?
Maybe they're just too heavy. They're maybe. Like, I have to carry them in my bag or in my pocket. You know, they make my jeans saggy. I don't know.
Maybe yeah. That's it. If you don't like crystals, just tell us why, because I'm curious. Yeah. I'll be nice, I promise.
She will be. She's always nice.
Thank you. I don't think I'm always nice, but I try.
Yeah, well, you know.
I try to not be a jerk.
Yeah. Compared to a lot of people, you're always
oh,
nice.
Oh, thank you. Same to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But yeah, I'm really excited to go up there. And then, of course, when we're done there, the adventure continues.
It does, because how could it not?
How could it not? Then we'll be in Salem for an overnight and, yep. You know, visiting, of course, all of our stores except Coven's Cottage, because they still are not open on Mondays and Tuesdays.
Yeah.
And that's okay. They need time off, too.
They do. I did see a cute reel of theirs the other day decorating the shop for the season, if
oh
you will.
Oh, my God. I bet it's going to look so beautiful. I am going to be, like, pressing my face up against the window to look in.
Oh, yeah,
definitely. Because I bet it's going to look beautiful in there.
Coven's Cottage, if you see two face prints on your windows, we apologize. Yeah.
Sorry.
We'll try not to make the windows dirty.
Yeah, sorry.
But we are just curious.
Yeah. Yeah, so we won't get to go there, but we'll get to go to all of our other favorites.
Our favorite haunts, would you say?
Our favorite haunts.
And we are going to do a follow-up episode to this one to tell you how Salem went. But one of the things that I'm most excited about in being there is at this time of year, it's kind of like quieter.
It is.
And I remember coming up, I think I came up with you in the colder months once.
We did.
To your apartment. When mm-hmm. you had it. And it was just, it was lovely. I mean, yeah, you got to bundle up, whatever.
Yeah.
I've got some wool things in one of my bags.
Yeah.
This is going to be really cold Tuesday, but, you
yeah,
know.
I brought like two extra coats.
Okay.
Just because I was like, I don't know which coat I need.
Yeah.
And again, since we're in the car, we can bring whatever we want.
Got loads of space. We're just two people.
Exactly.
And there's the whole rest of the car back there.
Exactly.
And even though we will shop, I think there would still be room for your coats.
Yes, there will be. I can always lay them on top of things.
Exactly. A blanket, if you will.
Yeah, no,
for
it's
our
gonna
belongings.
Be yeah. It's gonna be a little nippy while we're up there.
Yeah.
And that's okay, you know. It is right on the water. I think people sometimes forget that Salem is on the water, so you do get that sea breeze, which in the summer is very gentle and wonderful.
And in the winter,
not so much.
Not so much. But you know, the stores are heated and I will tell you, I'm very excited about it actually being on the chilly side, because when I was in England in June, mm-hmm. I bought this, I went into this little shop in Chipping Camden, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just kind of like looking around and there were these turquoise, like teal fingerless gloves. And the minute I touched them, I knew I needed to own them.
Oh.
But they're like cashmere. So I wasn't going to wear them in June.
Right. Yeah, that would, you know.
And now, like, it's finally cold enough. Like, we haven't had cold yet, really, except for, like, a couple of days. And I was home those days. So,
Yep. You
know, I'm really excited to wear those. I brought those along. And, you know, just, like, one of the sayings that I took home from England with me is, if you're not comfortable, it's not the weather. You're just wearing the wrong clothes.
There you go. There you go.
You screwed up. Sorry. So, you know, I'm looking forward to donning some of the warm cozies.
Yeah.
A bit.
Yeah. You know.
Strolling around.
And I don't know. There's just something about it being also like the holiday season.
Yeah.
You know, with it being chilly and the people have like their windows decorated and stuff and like their yards decorated. There's just something about like, it's almost acceptable to be cold.
Exactly.
But yeah, once January comes and there's no more decorations, I don't want it to be cold anymore. I'm done with the cold.
Over it at that point.
Done. I need to like, wait, what do they call those people? Snowbirds. I need to be one of them. Go to like Hawaii for like January and February.
There you go. So Victoria's going to go live in Hawaii for two months. She hasn't told her family yet, but
no.
Maybe they'll find out listening to this podcast.
Maybe when they're like, where's mom? After like week one, where is she?
And the dogs would wonder too.
Yeah, I would miss them too much. So because of the dogs, I will stay.
Okay. That's good to know.
But there's places that I'm really excited to go to while we're up here. And I actually thought about, is there, and I don't know if we have time because I know we have a lot to do, but like, I may want to go to someplace like the Witch House.
Oh, yeah, that would be fun.
Or, you know, just to get some of that energy of like, I mean, I know we'll go to the memorial and I know that we'll go to the cemetery. But just that, like, I don't know, that real authentic.
I've come to Salem.
Yeah, I've come to Salem energy with like that smell. I don't know, there's like this smell whenever you go into like the Witch House or the House of Seven Gables. It smells to me like someone's cooking with sage.
Yeah.
Like sage and like maybe like rosemary and maybe like fennel.
Okay.
And there's just something really lovely about that smell.
Yeah.
That makes me think of like all good things witchcraft.
I would love now, to go to the Witch House. I haven't actually been yet.
Oh, really?
I mean, I've seen it from outside.
It's wonderful because there's so many beautiful pieces in there that are, you know, authentic to like a long time ago. They're not just like reproductions or anything. And I know that like a lot of really bad things happen in Salem to a lot of people, but I like to, when I go there, I like to really think about the good things.
Yep.
And about how, you know, I don't know, there's like this place that a lot of witchy people come to because they're called to come there. And I know there's other places in the world like that too. But that, you know, it just feels very community to me.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that sounds lovely. I would love to. Let's make a plan to go there.
Yeah.
Because I've done the wax museums and they're a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you make up to Salem, some of them, the wax structures are more intact than others, but they're a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't done Witch House yet.
Okay.
So that would
be a nice
one.
And I know that the last time we were up, well, not the last time, but last year we were at, House of Seven Gables.
Yes.
Which is just one of my all-time favorite places.
So beautiful.
So beautiful there.
Although I did not do the secret staircase because I'm way too claustrophobic for that.
I didn't either. I normally don't because of the claustrophobia.
Yeah.
And my other thing is that a lot of times when you go to like a historic home, the steps are really, really steep.
Yep.
And I think I've talked about this before on the podcast, but a couple of years ago I tore my meniscus. And it was decided that I wouldn't have the surgery. I would just have, like, the physical therapy.
Yeah.
But my knee didn't quite heal like I thought it would, you know, from doing the physical therapy. I mean, it was great, but I think if I did the surgery. Anyway, long story short, I don't like taking those really steep staircases with my knees.
Yeah,
or with my one knee.
If you can avoid it.
And hopping up and down on my other knee doesn't seem like that's a safe thing to do.
No, especially not on a steep staircase in a line of people.
Yes, yes.
Like
watch out, people.
Like, just, like, roll back downstairs.
I'm going to bowl you over. But, yeah, I thought it would be nice to do something like that. But, of course, like, Nocturna. I'm excited to go there. Wait, is it Nocturna or Nocturne?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I may have just added an A. And if I did, I'm sorry, everybody.
It's been a little while. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
But whether it's Nocturne or Nocturna, we like it.
You know, the owner there.
Oh, so
can
kind.
We remember her name? I can't remember. Gosh, I think because I'm driving, I just, like, can't remember everything. But what a lovely person.
Yeah.
Lovely and helpful.
Definitely.
And I really like her energy.
Yeah, no, I do want to go to some of our favorite shops for
mm-hmm.
sure.
Mm-hmm.
Witch House sounds good. And then there's also some great restaurants there.
Oh,
I mean,
fabulous
like
restaurant.
Breakfast at Red's.
Oh, my gosh.
Dinner at the Hawthorne.
Yep.
You know?
Yep,
like,
you can't. Yeah.
We probably should make a reservation when we get there tomorrow. But
we probably should. Now that we're thinking about it. Not that we just, like, planned this trip, like, an hour ago
or
anything.
No, we planned it about 2 months ago.
That's the way we roll.
That's the way we roll.
Yeah, no, there's so many great places. And what I really like whenever we go up here is, you know, like, seeing new products, seeing different takes on products that we use. And, of course, now this time we'll be going up thinking about our shop and how we want to change that up, you know, or incorporate some things, which is going to be great. And, you know, especially with the crystals, having, like, having even more crystals, you know.
Lovely.
Yes, please. But, yeah, for me, it's a, I don't know. Like I said, it's a place of community. It's a place where I just feel very creative.
Yeah.
My mind seems to work. And this might not sound appealing to some people, but my mind seems to work, like, my brain in overdrive when I'm there. But in a good way. Like, I just think of all these things that I want to do or things that I want to create or things that I maybe I didn't see anything, but I just think should be created. I find that I'm very creative when I'm there.
Lovely. I feel the same way. And, you know, it's really nice to get an infusion of that and to get new ideas and to be able to think about things in a different way simply from visiting a place and experiencing its energy. You know, it's like even if we didn't go into any of the buildings there, mm-hmm. I still think that there's that essence
yes.
of that place that is so unlike anywhere else in the area.
Yes.
You know, that can inspire that. You know, like the ley line near us is different. And I go there and mm-hmm. it's like, that's like a place of like release and new beginnings mm-hmm. and stuff like that to me. Salem is a different feel.
Definitely.
And maybe there's a different ley line there. I don't know, but...
I wonder if there is one. Maybe we should look that up too
yeah.
when we're there.
Yeah, we should check that out.
Because I'm not really sure about that.
I'm not either.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just there's something different. I mean, of course, like most people like to come up to New England in the fall when like the air is just a bit crisp and the leaves are beautiful. But you know, the winter, for me, I always liked being up in like February, even though it was cold and even though I would be like surrounded by like, I don't know, 30 inches of snow. there was just something very peaceful that like that sound of no sound.
Oh, yes. Because the snow muffles it.
Yep.
Yeah, I love the quiet when there's snow. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love the quiet at any time, mm-hmm. but the snowy quiet is something special. And, you know, I missed it last year. We didn't really get any snow. I think we had like one snow event. I won't even say storm where yep. we got like an inch.
Yep.
And I mean, like, I don't love shoveling it, but it's just so pretty and I enjoy the coziness that it inspires. It always makes me want to write a lot more, you know.
Really?
It kind of gives me that, like, Little Women vibe.
Oh, yes. Little Women vibe. Yeah, I love that.
Wick candle on.
Yep.
And take out the pill and ink and
yep.
Just go.
Okay, yeah. No, I used to, like, so we used to live down by the beach, and that was also great.
Wow.
Whenever it snowed, the quiet and the peacefulness, and then like you'd go down the beach and you could hear the waves. Like I loved it all.
Wonderful.
I really do. I do like the snow. And you know, I don't ever have to shovel it, so that's good.
I don't have a lot of shoveling to do.
That may be why I like it.
Well, now that we don't have the chickens, Kate doesn't have to shovel as much.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
She used to have to shovel all the way out to their coop.
Oh,
so
yeah.
She could go take care of them.
Oh, yeah.
But we pretty much just shovel our walk and, like, a little bit of the deck for the dog, you know. So it's not so bad.
Okay.
It's not so bad. Unless it's, like, blizzarding, because then you got to keep going out in the blizzard.
Yes. Absolutely.
But.
Absolutely.
You know.
When
it's part of New England life.
Yeah. When I lived in Salem, I can tell you that, like, when I would drive up here, once I was about a half an hour away, it just felt like it was always snowing. Like, it just would snow. Sometimes it wouldn't stick, sometimes it would.
Yeah.
And you'd wake up the next morning and be maybe like an inch of snow. But it was like no big deal because everybody here is like used to that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I just always loved it because I was like, oh, I love driving up here when it's snowing. And I used to love like sitting in the house, put the blinds up and watch the snow.
So pretty.
Yeah.
So pretty.
Yeah. But yeah, hopefully it won't snow while we're up here.
I don't think it's gonna
get cold enough.
I think it's gonna rain a little bit tonight.
Okay. Okay.
And early in the morning. I think it'll probably be done by the time we wake up.
Well, since I'm not an early riser, I don't think it will affect.
Yeah. Not a big deal.
Where else are you like really looking forward to go to?
I am looking forward to the shopping because I'd like to do some holiday shopping.
Okay.
I've finished shopping primarily for my close family. And I've shopped a little bit for some friends, but I just, you know, sometimes you go somewhere else and you just see something. I don't have a mm-hmm. particular thing I'm looking for anybody,
mm-hmm.
But just going to kind of see what I see and go from there.
Yeah.
And then I always am on the lookout for crystals that speak to me.
Yeah.
I do like crystals. One of the reasons I like them is they don't necessarily have to take up a ton of space.
Yep.
And of course I want to go to Wicked Good Books.
Oh yeah. Well, of course.
You know.
So I know you're like this too. I don't love the malls, especially at the holidays, because they're so crowded and there's just, for me, it's like overstimulation.
Yeah.
But I love coming to someplace like here, even Essex, the Village of Essex, where the shop is.
Yeah.
It's just like a bunch of businesses. They're like decorated. There's people, of course, out. It's not like there's no people, but you know, there's just something a little bit more soothing. And I like to do that kind of shopping.
I do too. I don't really go to malls anymore.
Okay.
If I can help it. Pretty much ever since COVID. I never liked them to begin with. Mm-hmm. I would go with friends in high school and whatever.
Right.
Because it's what the friends were doing that weekend.
Right.
But I've never liked them. I don't like large crowds.
Yeah.
And I like the unique things that I find when I go into little shops. Because a lot of times, like I said, I'm not like, oh, I want to get this thing for this person. You know, unless, like, if there's something somebody specifically asked for and it's just like a generic thing, mm-hmm. you should get it on Amazon or something, you know?
Right.
Like, Prime deals or whatever. But like, when I want to get something that's more personal, I really like going to other little shops and supporting local businesses when I can.
Yeah.
And I just find so many more interesting things. And it's, you know, like, sometimes it's like, yeah, okay, probably can't return that very easily if they don't like it. But, you know, sometimes you got to take a risk with a gift.
Absolutely. I agree with you. You know, when I was down in Tampa just a couple weeks ago, not only was it weird because we were at the mall, and like we normally do not go to the mall as a family, but because like we don't really have one near us, it was kind of like a fun thing to do. But they were decorated for like the holidays, and I'm wearing, you know, I don't know, like, you know, shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
So I was like,
something doesn't fit.
This isn't. You know, really, I'm not comprehending this. So it was a little weird. And then, of course, it was busy. Like, and you know, I was just like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done.
I like going into a small shop and talking to the people who mm-hmm. work there or who own it. And even if I'm not going to see them on the regular, mm-hmm. it just adds to the experience. And it's like they're helping me give interesting things to people I care about, and I'm helping them keep their business alive.
Absolutely.
And it just feels mutually beneficial. If I buy something on Amazon, and I sell my books on Amazon primarily, mm-hmm. so like I definitely understand, you know, the command that it has over the marketplace, I'll say.
Right.
But like if I buy something on there, it's usually because it's something someone specifically asked for that I can't get in a small shop.
Right.
And it feels very impersonal to me. It almost feels like I'm running an errand for them.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Like, I kind of feel like, you know, by the time you get to adulthood, most of the time during the year, if you want something, you'll just go and buy it. Now, my birthday is very close to Christmas, so I'm not someone who's like, oh, hey, for my birthday in June, I'm going to ask for this or whatever.
Right.
If I want something in June, I'm going to buy it because December's still a long way off.
December's a long way.
You know? So that may contribute to my feelings of that. But there are times even during the year when I'll find something for someone in a small shop and I'll just buy it and put it away mm-hmm. for either their birthday or Christmas or some other celebration.
Mm-hmm.
And it just feels so much more like a gift.
Yeah.
In that way. Because it's not something that they would expect or ask for.
Right.
And like a lot of times when family does ask or their friends or anybody asks for something and I do buy it on Amazon, I'll go and get something else for them too. Mm-hmm. That's a little bit more personal.
Yeah, that's a nice idea. I like that, you know, because it's always nice to, I think, to give a gift and even to receive a gift that like somebody's put like thought into.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, I was here. Made me think of you, and let me tell you the story, you know, behind it. Because all those things have a story behind it. You know, like you said, Amazon is great, but there's really no story. Like, oh, I was sitting in my pajamas.
And noticed that you requested this on your wish list.
Yes.
So I added it to my cart, gave the money, and now it is yours.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's
not
great.
It's not really a compelling story, let's say.
It doesn't have the same, like, I was thinking of you especially when I got this for mm-hmm. you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not to say I haven't bought some gifts on Amazon this year, because I have, and
no,
some of it has been things people have asked for, but like, I will also try and give them something that I thought of. And just right. kind of like, I was actually thinking of you.
Right. Now, one of my favorite places to get gifts in Salem is Emporium.
I love it.
It's Emporium 32, right? Not 52?
I think it's 32.
I think it's 32. I'm so sorry. I'm terrible with names
today. We haven't been there in over 6 months.
I know. But I just think that they have some of the cutest things.
They do.
And
they're so unique.
Oh, so unique. And I could always find stuff in there for, you know, and I could see it and be like, oh my God, this is perfect for, you know, whoever. And I love going there.
Yeah, same here. Same here.
I really do, yeah.
We're definitely going to have to go there this week.
But my biggest problem is I go in there and then I buy gifts for myself.
Oh, that's fine too, though. I'm not one of those, so... I've said it before where it's like, oh, it's the holiday season. I'm not going to buy anything for myself. But then, like, I see something, I'm like, you know, I really do like this. Mm-hmm. And especially if you're going into these little boutiques, you may never see that again.
Right, right.
So sometimes you just have to do it, you right. know, like.
One of my very favorite, but not to cut you off.
No,
I'm so sorry.
Go for it.
One of my very favorite purchases I ever made was on our last trip up. There was this little, I guess it's like a nightlight. But it's of the witch house.
Yes.
So it was like the ceramic witch house. There's a bulb in it. And you put it on and it looks like the windows are all like lit, you know?
Yes.
Looks really pretty. And I love that. That's one of my favorite things. And in fact, I have this problem because I keep moving it from room to room in my house only because I keep finding like even better places that it will look good in.
I like that.
Yeah. And, yeah, so it's one of my favorite things that I've ever seen because I'm not going to see that anywhere else.
No, you aren't. That's specific to Salem.
Right, right. But I would like to go and see what kind of Yule things that everybody has out.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. I know that usually I could get the goat, but that's at the Coven's Cottage, so.
Okay.
You know, that's okay.
We might have to just come back.
Right, we might just have to. but yeah, I like seeing like, you know, what people have, how they decorated their store, because I always get ideas for my home.
Yeah.
Looking at, you know, the shops. One of my favorite places to go to in Salem, which I probably won't go to because it's just going to be like cut down, but it's in Ropes Garden. They have a Ropes Mansion. They have a beautiful garden in the back. And it's always gorgeous. But what they do is like November 1st, they kind of cut it all back.
Oh, yeah.
So like November, December, January, it's, you know, it's peaceful. But you wouldn't say, like, gorgeous.
Right.
Probably when it snows it is, though.
But, I'm sure.
But
I'm
sure. I always find being there is just a place to kind of go that's very peaceful, very, you can do great meditations there.
Yeah.
And just really forget that you're in, like, such a bustling place.
Right. Right. Because Salem is bustling. It's not.
It is.
It's not what you think of when you think of the 1690s.
No, you don't.
Although it probably was close to bustling then, just a version, you know, yep. colonial version of it.
I used to like to go to the Charter Street Cemetery a lot and kind of sit there.
Yeah.
But now that they have it fenced and the paths and, you know, you can't really do that anymore.
Right, right, because some people had to ruin it for others.
Yeah, exactly.
Not
exactly.
Cool.
Because I did always find, I mean, I know that there's a lot of unrest, people have said, at that cemetery, but I've always found it to be a very... I don't know, like comforting space.
I feel that way about cemeteries in general.
I think that's it too, yes.
You know, I mean, even, so when a couple of years ago, we went to Cape Cod, and my sister and I, and a friend of mine, we went on this haunted tour in Barnstable, mm-hmm. Massachusetts. And one of the places that we went was a cemetery. And I did see a spirit who did not seem particularly happy we were there.
Oh.
Not menacing, but just mm-hmm. kind of like, I was like, all right, I'm going to walk away from this particular area of mm-hmm. the cemetery right now. But overall, the cemetery did not feel like it lacked peace. I just mm-hmm. moved on from that grave area.
Right.
I was right. like, all right, this is not where I meant to stand at the time. And, you know, but even in that situation... the cemetery itself felt very peaceful.
Yeah. But you know who told me, I think you might have been there, who told us a similar story was Anastasia.
Yes.
Remember she went around Samhain. I can't remember where they went, though, but she went on like a, I guess a tour, a ghost tour. And I think that she kind of had that experience too. Wasn't the whole thing. It was just part of it.
Yeah.
Where she just felt like, you know, something's not happy here.
Yeah.
And not bad, might, just might not happy. Be
because of you. It's just.
Right.
It's not an energy that you want to sit with forever.
Right. And the only ghost tour that's ever happened to me on is up in Plymouth, Massachusetts. There's a great, huge, big cemetery, like right up. If you walk straight up from Plymouth Rock.
Okay.
And there's a huge cemetery there, and there's this one area where it's kind of unmarked graves from this boat that the bay kind of froze over many, many years ago, of course. The bay kind of froze over. They didn't realize that they were so close to land, but they died because then the boat got like frozen in and they couldn't get out, you know. Okay. So they ended up dying. And there was a place where they said that this was where some of the remains were. And that felt uneasy.
Yep.
Not restful. It felt, you know, very, you know, like, yeah, like they had been through some stuff.
Yeah.
But that was the only time this ever happened to me on any sort of ghost tour.
Okay, gotcha. That makes sense, though. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And they rested.
Speed check reported ahead on Massachusetts Turnpike East.
There's another speed check for you, folks.
And I'm, like, trying to lower it and, like, shut it.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Why is it still talking?
It's all good.
It really wanted me to know about the speed check.
Bit of a non sequitur.
Yeah. Yeah. Plus, like, the fact that we are in traffic.
Yeah, we are.
So, I don't think you're going to be, like, speeding.
No, not so much.
Yeah.
Not so much.
Yeah. But I guess my car doesn't know that.
It does. Although, it does track the traffic.
That's true. That's true.
Siri, what are you doing? Yes, there's a lot to look forward to with this trip.
There really is. I'm very excited. I'm excited to record once we're up there, because that'll be our next episode, which will be next week. And the reason why we waited on this episode today was so that we could record while we were together and, like, you know, having the excitement of going up to Salem.
Yes. Yeah. That's why we waited. So basically you're going to be hearing this moments after we record, which doesn't usually happen for you.
Exactly. Yeah, we like to be a little bit, you know, prepared ahead of time. And have...
a little more spontaneous.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, we didn't even really talk about what we wanted to talk about with Salem. We're like, let's just talk about going to Salem.
Let's just talk about how cool Salem is and how excited we are. Yay!
Yay! And the next episode will be much more of, like, you know, here's
things
what we've
did,
done. And
things that we found.
Yeah.
Probably talking about the Crystal Warehouse.
Yes.
Which I, again, very excited for.
Me too. I've never been to a Crystal Warehouse. I know you've been to one.
Yeah, I went to Pelham, Grace, and Rose in Mystic, and that was amazing. There's a girl who works there. Her name is Tiffany, and she was just the most helpful thing ever.
Awesome.
She was great. So, you know, yeah. So now I'll get to see, like, what another one looks like, and, you know, kind of compare the two. I mean, the other, of course, Pelham Grayson is very close to home, and we don't have to go up like the night before. So
right. Right.
So there's a big advantage there.
But, you know, it's nice. We'll have time to have breakfast and,
yep,
you know, wake up, and it's not wake up and rush out the door. We left at a very human time today. I quite enjoyed it.
We did.
So.
We did.
You know, we left at, like, a little bit before 3. It was very nice. Didn't have to set an alarm today.
No.
I don't like setting alarms.
Well, I did because, you know, I had to drive back up to the airport.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Before this journey, I was on the journey to the airport.
Safe flight, Beckham.
Yes.
And good luck with your finals.
Yep.
Which are coming up, no doubt.
Yep. And I'll see him in 2.5 weeks, but it feels like forever.
Yeah. All right. So is there anything else about Salem that you want to share with our listeners before we do You Know You're a Witch If?
Just that I love it there and I'm very excited. But I think that they already know that.
Awesome. Awesome. Do you have a You Know You're a Witch If in mind? If not, I can go.
You know, it's really funny. I did this morning, and it actually was something that involved me and Ree, but I can't remember now what it was.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to save it for the next time.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll come back.
It will.
All right. So here's mine. You know you're a witch if you book a night in Salem, and then decide you're going to go a night earlier, so you book at a different hotel because the one you're staying in is full. But it's so worth it.
That's us.
That's us.
That's us. The world travelers.
We are world travelers.
We are.
We have traveled in the world.
Yes, we have traveled in the world.
Right now it's more of regional travel, but that's okay too. All right, everybody. We will catch you next time.
Stay magical.
Thanks for listening. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss our next episode.
If you loved this, please leave us a review. We can't wait to talk to you again next week.